Hello, everyone. Dylan here. So good to be with everyone again, and hope you guys are having a great time. Today, I want to just unfold a bit about what has been happening to us and the things that we've been engaging. I'm so excited about some of this stuff, and I'll try to. I think this kind of message takes a bit more than 15 minutes, so I'll try to at least maybe break it up into different parts. Maybe we'll see how it goes. But I just want to share some stuff that the main gist of what I'm about to share, so that even if you don't hear maybe the rest of the stuff and somehow you only heard this podcast episode, I just hope that it can inspire something inside us to go after I think what God is making available for us today. Yeah. So the passage that I'm going to read out from, right, is Deuteronomy chapter 4, and I'll just read maybe only verse 11 to verse 12. So two verses. We're going to talk about this in two verses. Fantastic. Yeah. So sometimes you read a lot of Bible, sometimes you read a little bit of Bible, but oh well. So in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 11 onwards, this is when Moses is talking to the Israelites before they go into the promised land, right? Preparing them and just setting them up for success in the future. So in verse 11, Moses says this. Moses says, then you came near and stood at the foot of the mountain of God, right? The foot of the mountain. And the mountain burned with fire to the midst of heaven, with darkness, cloud, and thick darkness. And Yahweh spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. So I love this this passage here. It's so crazy when I read this. I just feel that what is Moses talking about here? Because he's trying to say that they came to a mountain, right? And this mountain was burning with fire all the way to heaven. And so there was fire in the mountain. And then it was surrounded by a cloud, by darkness. And then a cloud, and then thick darkness. And so this is really amazing. Like when I hear Moses talk about this, I realize that's what the Israelites saw, but that was not what Moses engaged. Moses went up into the mountain, right? So he had to go into the fire, like through the into the darkness, into the cloud, and into the thick darkness. So there are four realms that surround Yahweh here in the mountain of God. And when I hear this stuff, like I don't know how you guys feel it, right? But just something in me, I don't feel that I have enough revelation to understand all that's happening here. I don't feel like in any way capable of it, but I just have this burning desire, right, to experience, because he's my father. My father lives in this realm, right? Yahweh is my father, lives in this realm where there is fire around him. And there is darkness, and then there is cloud, and then there's thick darkness. So this is what I want to talk about today. The fire, the darkness, the cloud, and the thick darkness. And maybe what those realms kind of look like for me, and what I believe I engage when I go in there. But I just want to say that Yahweh is not just like a person you talk to, like he's surrounded by so much. And so when I hear this, ironically, kind of my heart's on fire, like I'm so excited to be able to experience like what these realms are. And just these realms have been unfolding for us. So this is my father. This is what I live for. Like when I hear about these four realms, I don't feel like anything else is worth experiencing except this. Which I'm not saying that you don't experience anything else. I'm just saying, like there are times where you go after something so much and like, it's so exciting that you kind of lose your taste for everything else, right? In that sense. So I want to talk about these four realms. So and these four realms are so amazing to me. Like the way that I've encountered them. And they represent four realms of God that are very significant for the way we approach the form of God. Because Moses says actually in verse 12 onwards, says it, the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire, right? And you heard the sound of the words but saw no form. You only heard a voice. Okay, so he's telling them that you didn't see any form, right? Because he's trying to warn them about idolatry. You didn't see any form, but you heard a voice. But that was not the experience of Moses. That was the experience of the Israelites. But Moses went up into the fire to see the form. So for me, there is something here where I can go inside the fire, inside the cloud, the darkness, the cloud and the thick darkness, to experience the form of God and to see the form of God inside the fire, the darkness, and the cloud and the thick darkness. And so just to kind of set it up, like I was trying to understand why there is darkness and then there's thick darkness, which is quite interesting because of the pattern, right? There's fire, darkness, cloud, and thick darkness. His name is Yod He Vav He, and then when he's surrounded by four living creatures, a lion, ox, eagle, man, right? So there's all these parallels here that have to do with these four realms. And so for me, I've been trying to understand what these four realms are. I believe the fire is associated with the lion. The darkness is associated with the ox. The cloud is associated with the eagle, and then the thick darkness is associated with the man, right? So there's this whole dimension of there's so many things connected to each other. But the thing that I wanna say first beforehand is that this darkness thing is so fascinating to me, because I always thought there was one kind of darkness, and it's really cool if you look into the Hebrew words of all these, right? Fire is just fire. Okay, it's nothing special there. I mean, it's special but not special in terms of like, I mean, I don't know how to say this, but fire is fire. So and darkness is the first darkness, right, that we talk about here, where it says fire and then darkness. This first darkness is the Hoshet, right? The darkness that covers you, where there's this completely black and you cannot see through this darkness, like a veil, right? That's the first darkness. And then there's a cloud, okay, which a cloud is also a cloud, so that's straightforward. A cloud can also be interpreted as a whirlwind, right? So it's a moving form of water, right? Which is so it surrounds the mountain, okay? And then and that's why people sometimes when people like when in the Bible people see the whirlwind of God, right? There's a whirlwind which is the cloud, and then there's fire in between it. So there's a fire and a cloud and all that. So and then the I think the most amazing part, right, is the thick darkness. The thick darkness is not the same as the Hoshet. The thick darkness is a place. In the Hebrew, it's called Warupel. You can check out on Bible Hub. It's a kind of like a thick, dark cloud that is dripping, like about to rain. It's gloomy. It's like it's really intense with substance. So I'm going to talk about these four realms, kind of introduce you to them, and then you can have your own experiences with them and engage them. I hope you guys do. Okay, so what I've been trying to practice is to walk through the four realms, the fire, the darkness, the cloud, and the thick darkness, so that I can receive and become what the function of the four realms are supposed to do. Okay, so let's talk about the fire first. So the fire is quite interesting, because fire is always related to judgment, but when I started to walk into the fire, Yahweh was telling me that the fire is not here to judge you to a point where you just feel bad or feel guilty or you want to die or whatever. The function of fire is to reveal substance. The function of fire is to reveal the value of who you are. And so the issue is that people avoid the fire. What they always see a fake form of who they really are without valuing the true substance of what they actually carry. And so when you walk into the fire, what Yahweh starts to show you is to show you the true value of who you are, what you mean to him. That's why Jesus said, "Buy for me gold refined from the fire," right? He's saying that like I'm going to show you how to inherit true substance. So when you go through the fire, what happens is Yahweh starts to show you, right, through the realm of the fire, who you actually are, the value of what you carry, the things you haven't seen about yourself that Yahweh truly values, right? And so you can strengthen whatever that is there that has value. So that's the function of fire. So the function of fire is related to the lion, right, which has to do with you revealing the substance of who you are, having the fire of who you are. Okay, so that is the function of fire. So then we talk about the darkness, and I'll try to put it into a short form, but I'll explain it some other time even more. So the realm of darkness, when we went to the realm of darkness, right, the realm of darkness is a really, really amazing realm. It's the realm where Yahweh completely changes the way that you see. Because darkness is when your framework, the way that you see, right, doesn't match up with what is visible. So that's why there's a veil, because we haven't been equipped and taught how to see in the darkness. So then we always associate darkness with mystery, which is the best thing that I've heard like other people share, you know, like Ian and all that, when they share about how darkness is not about things that are evil, but darkness is about the realm of mystery that you hook into. So when I began to engage the mystery in the darkness, that realm, the function of the Hoshet is to allow us to see in the darkness, and to train us and give us a new way to see, right? And in equipping us, because it says that the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things revealed belong to you and your children forever, which means that. And it also says that the glory of a king is to search it out, right? The glory of God is to consider matter, and the glory of a king is to search it out, which means when you develop a new way to see, right, actually what you're learning is how to behave like a king. So the function of darkness is to teach you how to behave, or to teach us how to behave like a king, how to become a king. So the fire reveals our value. The function of darkness is to teach us how to become a king. Because being a king, we search out what's hidden, and then it's the glory of a king to search out a matter. So darkness is about equipping us, right, with a new way of seeing things, so that we can continue to see higher than we ever seen before. That's the function of the Hoshek. So love the Hoshek, amazing, amazing realm, right? And then when you get past the Hoshek, right, you reach this place called the cloud. So the cloud is a bit difficult to explain. I don't really have all the language for it. But what I want to say about it is that it has to do with waters. It has to do with the way that Yahweh crafts his name. And Yahweh's real name, right, full name, right, is Yahweh Zevaot, Lord of Hosts. So he takes upon himself the responsibility, right, of becoming, of causing people to become. That's why Yahweh's name means the person or the being, right, that causes others to become those who become. So, or those who cause others to become. So, to give you a quick example, the person who engaged the name Yahweh Zevaot the most was Joshua. It started with Joshua, right after Moses, right? Joshua encountered the commander of the host of the Lord, right? And then he says, God tells Moses, this amazing thing about Joshua. He tells Moses, right, go and encourage Joshua to be strong, because he will cause the people of Israel to inherit to receive their inheritance, to take their inheritance. So Joshua will cause the people of Israel to receive their inheritance. So I think this phrase is so amazing. He doesn't just fight for the inheritance of the people. He changes the people of Israel to be able to receive their inheritance. He causes them to take up their inheritance. And so I think Joshua is a reflection of who Yahweh Zevaot is. Yahweh Zevaot, right, Yahweh Zevaot is trying to make us like Joshua. We're going to develop the ability to inspire and cause people to become a different thing, like the men who were with David in the cave of Adullam, right? They became a different person because of David. And Yahweh is the one who causes these people that cause other people to change. He is the one that causes us to become like Joshua and like David. And so I'll just say a bit about Joshua. Joshua is so amazing because it says in the book of Joshua, right, that as long as Joshua and his elders are alive, all of Israel served God and served Yahweh. So it wasn't that, like it kind of gives you a kind of a question what's the use of evangelism now, kind of, where actually as long as Joshua was alive, it's like saying, you know, in your nation, as long as you are alive, right, no one in your nation served another God. That's pretty crazy, right? That's a realm that I don't feel like I even know how to step into. But that is the realm of the cloud. The realm of the cloud is where you become like Yahweh. And Yahweh causes you to become like him. To become a commander. To become a general. To become someone who inspires people and leads them into greatness. That's the realm of the cloud. And so I have about 2 minutes left, and I'm going to talk about the last realm, which I think is the craziest realm ever, which is the realm of thick darkness. And the realm of thick darkness is I remember asking Yahweh, I said, I understand the fire a bit. Maybe the darkness and the cloud, and I'm like, how do you understand the thick darkness? What's the function of thick darkness? How is it different from the Hoshek, right? And I remember Yahweh said to me this phrase. He says that in the book of Hebrews, that by faith, right, Hebrews 11, by faith, we know that the word of God, right, we know that the whole of creation, the whole earth, right, was formed, right, from the invisible word of God. So that what is visible was made out of what is eternal and unseen. Okay, kind of butchering the verse here, but it says that everything that the world, right, was created by the invisible word of God. So Yahweh said, what's the invisible word of God? And the invisible word of God, right, is the substance of creation that has no grid, right, and no framework in any created realm. That's why it is invisible. It's not invisible because we cannot see it. It's invisible because it has no frame of reference in any created realm right now. There is a realm, there is a place where the invisible word of God resides, and from that place the power of creation comes out. That's the invisible word of God. It's invisible to any created realm. So the realm where this invisible word of God resides is the thick darkness. The thick darkness is where the latent power of creation is so saturated with substance that at any point in time, the power of creation is about to burst forth from that realm. It's like imagining a cloud that's so thick and about to rain. That's the substance of what's in the thick darkness. And so I remember going to the deep darkness with no grid and no frame of reference of what is happening in there, just trying to feel and allow my body to feel what it feels like in the invisible word of God. Because before the creation of the world was the word, right? And the word was with God, and the word was God. So in that place is where the raw substance of the power of creation resides. And so those are the four realms that I was experiencing, and was so exciting. There's so much more to say about these four realms and the way that they interact with us, the way that they manifest to us, and the way that it relates to the treasuries of Yahweh and all this stuff. That's so exciting. But I just wanted to give you an introduction to this. So I hope that after hearing this, you'll be excited to experience this. Like because he's our father, this is our inheritance to experience the realms that surround Yahweh in the mountain of God. Yeah. So that's it for today. So glad to be with you guys, and shalom to everyone, and have a great day.